This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witch with you with Morning Devotions. I want to ask you the question, how many times a day do you get frustrated? Maybe lots of times. It happens so easily, doesn't it? The feeling of frustration. Now, you could be driving along. You come across this bumper-to-bumper traffic that happens so often around Sydney. And as a result, you're late for an appointment. And you really do get furious about it. Or your pen, for example. Just a simple illustration. Your pen runs out the wrong time. Or the battery in your car, you just knew you had to replace that battery, and on the particular morning, of course, it's flat. Or you pull up in a rush to go to the supermarket, and it closes. Or the lane closes just as you go in to put your groceries through. So they're just some of the many experiences that you have that make you feel frustrated. There's just no escaping it. All of us, one way or another, must deal with this problem of frustration. So it doesn't matter what kind of life you lead, I can guarantee that plans will go wrong and opportunities will be lost. It's just the way of life. I like that story, you might have heard it before, of Thomas Edison, who struggled to produce the incandescent light. And in his laboratory, he had 523 light bulbs that didn't work. And then someone said, think of the time that you've wasted in this. And you know what he said? He said, I've found 523 ways that it couldn't be done. Now, that's an interesting way, isn't it, of channeling your frustration in a positive way. Now, maybe you've made promises to yourself or to God not to let a problem get to you. For example, I'm going to control my temper, or I'm not going to be so unreasonable in the traffic, or I'm going to go on a diet, lose some weight, or I'm going to be more needful of the needs of others. In other words, I just want to be less self-centered. Now, I guess it has a serious side. I read of a social worker who wrote this in a newspaper. He or she said, one of the reasons why there is such an increase in drug taking is because people find it increasingly difficult to deal with frustration. They can't take it anymore. Have you ever wondered how Jesus handled frustration? Some people think, well, he would never have got frustrated. When frustrating things happened to Jesus, he actually knew what to do to turn the situation into an advantage. So what I want to do is just take you back to Matthew's Gospel. Actually, this is Matthew chapter 14. Now, this happened just a little while after Jesus had received some terrible news about his cousin, John the Baptist. John the Baptist had been brutally murdered. And we read that Jesus left in a boat, went to a lonely place by himself. Now, the people heard about this. So they left their towns and they followed him by land. And Jesus got out of the boat. But when he saw the large crowd, his heart was filled with pity for them. And he healed those who were sick, and that evening the disciples came to him and said, look, it's already very late. This is a very lonely place. Why don't you send them all away and let them go to the villages and buy food for themselves? And he said, they don't have to leave. You yourselves, you give them something to eat. Well, we've got here 5 loaves and 2 fish. Then bring them to me, he said. And he ordered the people to sit down in the grass, and he took the 5 loaves, the 2 fish, looked up to heaven and gave thanks to God. And he broke the loaves and gave them to his disciples, and then the disciples gave that to the people. And Matthew says that everyone ate and had enough. The disciples picked up the 12 baskets full of what was left over, and the number of people who ate was about 5,000. That was the men, not counting the women and the children. Now, that story is interesting in many ways, but Jesus had just received some devastating news, and he wanted to be alone. But what happened? Well, the crowds, of course, found him. And they come, and they interrupted his plan. Now, I want you to just sense here, there was no frustration, no anger. He used that interruption to bring healing to those who were sick and to really miraculously feed all these people. When his plans were hampered, he simply made bigger ones. So what a wonderful way to handle frustrating situations, because Jesus was the master at adapting and learning to use the situations. So what I'm saying today is that frustration does not mean defeat. So don't let frustration have the last word in your life. Well, Heavenly Father, we do admit we're human and we do get frustrated, but we thank you for that wonderful example of Jesus. Help us to take that on board, Lord, and to learn from him, because I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.